Hello friends, welcome to We School once again. We are on chapter 10, a very important chapter as far as the sales force is concerned. In the previous chapter, we saw how to establish sales territory, how to recruit the sales force. So we have now a very good sales force with all the desired qualities. We have given them training and they are on the job. They are very much aware about what they have to contribute to the organization. However, human beings as such require some motivation, require some compensation. We have to understand what is the meaning of motivation, what is the meaning of compensation. Friends, motivation is required to give a reason to have a particular behavior, to have a particular approach towards the work. Whereas compensation is like a reward, which will inspire them to put in more efforts. So, we are going to see what are the theories behind motivation and compensation. Various experts have propounded their theories, and each theory has a unique message. So by the end of the chapter, you will be very clear as to how to motivate and compensate your sales force. The learning objectives of this chapter would be to understand the importance of sales force motivation as well as compensation. Once you do that, you will be successful in creating enhanced sales as well as retain your existing salesperson. The attrition rate would be lower and you will keep the best talent of the industry. And hence this chapter is very important for getting the best out of the sales force. One of the most difficult tasks of a sales manager is sales force motivation. As such, every human being is different. And getting under the skin of every person, understanding what can motivate, what can inspire them to put in more efforts, is not an easy task. Here comes a special skill of the sales manager. The diverse challenges of modern selling makes the same true. Salespersons need change as they are working with the routine work at different stages of their careers. And hence, sales incentives and compensation would be more appropriate to make them find a reason, make them find why they should work, why they should put in extra efforts. A sales manager's first challenge is to identify these basic needs of the salesperson which can motivate them, which can inspire them to give their best. The basic responsibility of a manager is to provide the basic working conditions. This also includes motivation and compensation, without which no employee will join an organization. Every employer is in lookout for growth, for good career path, and if need be, accepting higher responsibilities with active participation in the organization's mission and goal. The sales manager should be sure that all the basic conditions are provided to the salesperson for good morale, and he is also paid adequately. He also needs to be provided suitable physical surroundings as well as social opportunities. To a large extent, these needs are met through various provision of standard positions, working positions, working conditions, sales incentives, compensation, and leadership. Now let's understand what is the importance of motivation. Friends, motivation can change the behavior of any person, including the sales force. And what about compensation? Compensation can encourage the sales force to put more efforts for achieving the targeted results. So you have to understand the basic objective of motivation, the basic objective of compensation. Motivation deals with behavior change. Compensation encourages extra efforts for achieving the targeted results. Although personal leadership is a strong motivation factor, financial and non-financial incentives can do a lot more inspiring and motivation for the sales force. So, as a sales manager, you have to understand the meaning of motivation, the meaning of compensation, and what impact can motivation do, what impact can compensation do over and above personal leadership. As I said in the beginning, before, while opening this chapter, we are going to see various theories provided by experts on motivation. Out of so many theories available, we are going to discuss the five main theories on motivation. Which are these five main motivational theories? The first one is the content theory. Second one is the ERG theory. Third one is the expectancy theory. Fourth one is the achievement theory. And the fifth one is the dual factor theory. After understanding these five main theories of motivation, you will be able to use the motivation factor to a larger extent while dealing with the sales force. Let us look at the first theory, that is content theory. According to content theory, an individual sales person will prioritize his needs for achieving equilibrium between performance and reward. So the need factor is the topmost reason for doing something. And what does the content theory has to say? Content theory is a very popular theory which focuses on the hierarchy of needs. This theory was propounded by Abraham H. Maslow. We famously call it as Maslow's need theory. According to Maslow, every individual seeks to satisfy five levels of needs. And these needs are from one level to another level. Once he achieves the first level, he strives for achieving the second, then the third, the fourth, and the fifth level is the final and the optimal level. These needs can be satisfied by extrinsic as well as intrinsic rewards. Extrinsic deals with external, intrinsic deals with inner mind. The reward in the form of money could motivate the salesperson for a longer period of time because money helps him to achieve various things that fulfills his needs as well as wants. However, as he gets more experience, he has gathered more savings, and then the next level of needs gets activated, such as the working conditions, the security of life, safety in working conditions, democratic style of supervision. This becomes the strong motivational factors than the financial rewards. So financial rewards are the starting point to fulfill his needs. Once this needs gets fulfilled and he is getting extra money with his experience and further rewards, then the next level of needs gets activated. So this is what the content theory has to say. Next theory we have to discuss is the ERG theory. ERG theory was propounded by Adlerfer, and according to him, there are three core requirements of a human being or a salesperson. And these three core requirements are existence, relatedness, and growth. Note the important point here. Even though there are these three core requirements, they don't appear in any order. And a desire to fulfill any one of them can get activated at any point of time. So there is nothing which comes first. Hence, it is not necessary to fulfill a lower level need, which we saw in the Maslow theory, to get a higher level need. Any need becomes the priority based on what the salesperson thinks. A salesperson must get involved in fulfilling any need as per his choice. So what priority the salesperson gives, is it for existence, is it for relatedness, is it for growth? Based on that, that particular achievement becomes the motivation factor. Next, we move to the third theory, which is expectancy theory. Expectancy theory was propounded by Victor Vroom. It conceptualizes that the strength of an individual's motivation to behave in a certain way depends upon how strongly the individual believes that his efforts will achieve the desired performance. So the belief system of the individual, what sort of performance can be created, will be the deciding factor here. If the salesperson finds that there is no chance that his efforts will lead to a desired performance, his expectance will be zero. So the salesperson will first see what impact can be created. If this going to have a considerable benefit for him in sort of performance, then that thing will become a motivation factor in expectancy theory. Hence, in expectancy theory, salespersons need counseling to view their own competencies realistically. Because sometimes, or most of the time, salesperson may not look internally to look at their potential and capabilities. Here comes an important counseling factor which can make the salesperson peep inside them, understand their potential, and create the magic. The sales manager should understand the dynamics of the salesperson's behavior and help him to develop the skills that lead to improved performance. The salesperson may not have the required skill sets. Here comes the importance of training. And once this training input is provided, then the salesperson can do wonders in the job that has been allotted to him. The fourth theory is the achievement theory. Achievement theory was propounded by David McLand in association with other researchers. The main aspect of this theory is certain self-motivated salespersons have a high need of achievement and continuously strive to improve their performance. So some people always want to be on the go. They always want to perform. And this salesperson takes salesperson responsibility for finding solutions to problem. These salespersons are very proactive. They can't stay in their seat. They will always go to improve the processes, improve the results, always search of achievable goals, and sometimes even take feedback from their superiors on how they are doing. So these are the very, very important set of salesperson who are themselves self-proactive, self-motivated, and the sales manager should note this aspect very carefully. And he should give them timely help and support whenever a feedback is sought by this from their superiors. McLand had also devised a thematic appreciation test to help organizations to recruit high-performance salesperson. So remember, we had this scene, there are basic requirements from a good salesperson. Within that, we had some psychological test to understand what type of a salesperson he is. So McLand had given a thematic appreciation test to help organizations to recruit such type of people at the recruitment stage itself. Such self-motivated people are self-starters and require a nominal external incentive to succeed and constantly challenge themselves to improve their performance. So these are the best set of salesperson any organization would love to have them in their sales team. Finally, we move to the dual factor theory. Dual factor theory was propounded by Frederick Hertzberg. Unlike Maslow, Hertzberg's dual factor theory groups sources of satisfaction and dissatisfaction into two groups. These are specifically focused on hygiene factors and motivation factors. Both have their own importance. Like hygiene factors prevent dissatisfaction, whereas motivation factors involves the mood, the behavior, the feeling of the salesperson. So both these aspects have to be taken care of for motivating the salesperson. Let us see further on these two factors. When we talk about hygiene factors, he had identified hygiene factors in corporate policy and administration, relationship with supervisor, work conditions, salary, relationship with peers, personal life, relationship with subordinates. So this comprises of the hygiene factors. Whereas when we go to understand the motivation factors, it includes six motivators in the form of achievement, recognition, work, responsibility, advancement, and growth. So when you are trying to take some lessons from dual factor theory, you have to pay attention to these 10 hygiene factors, which are corporate policy, administration, relationship with supervisors, work conditions, salary, relationship with peers, personal life, relationship with subordinates, status, security, and supervision. And you also have to pay equal importance to the six motivators in the form of achievement, recognition, work, responsibility, advancement, as well as growth. Inadequate level of hygiene factors will create dissatisfaction, and only the higher order factors leads to motivation. So this is what we have lessons from the main five motivation theories. Now let us look at the compensation aspects. What sort of compensation can keep the employees or salesperson put in more efforts? A properly designed sales compensation creates a win-win situation for the company as well as salesperson. Sales compensation plans aids effective motivation automatically because they can get their needs fulfilled. A good sales compensation plan should provide a living wage, which we call a salary. In addition to salary, another way of compensating employees can be by providing non-financial benefits also. Let us see some more information on this compensation. In addition to fixed salary, the compensation should be adjusted or sort of another way to have the employees or the salesperson satisfies their needs and wants. This can result into increase in performance. A sound incentive and compensation plan is essential to successful management of sales force. Now, in addition to the salary, let us understand what incentives can be provided to the salesperson. A sales incentive can be defined as anything that is used to reward the salesperson for his accomplishment. The major types of incentives can be financial incentives and non-financial incentives. Let us first see what can be financial incentives. Financial incentives, obviously one we have already seen, is the salary. This is directly paid after a certain period, mostly monthly. In addition to salary, financial incentives can also be in the form of commission and bonus, especially when the employee or the salesperson produces some extraordinary results. What are the non-financial incentives? Non-financial incentives are used for certain situations and for creating a special impact on the employee's milestones, on the employee's special performance. it need not be in the work itself while the employee is doing his job. It can be in the form of certain activities like sales contest, sales meetings, sales trainings, wherein for the participation, for the performance of the salesperson, such salesperson can be rewarded with some recognition. You can give him some certificate, some award. You can have him participate in some contest wherein whatever prize he gets, that becomes a sort of non-financial incentives. Sales meetings as well as sales trainings can be a very useful way in sending him for getting exposure, sending him for upgrading his skills. We also have specific non-financial incentives in the form of fringe benefits. These are generally called as indirect financial rewards. Fringe benefits can be in the form of paid vacations. It can be in the form of insurance plans. It can be in the form of retirement plans. Now, these are something over and above what the salesperson gets, that is his basic salary. So whenever a compensation package is designed for any salesperson, a mix of financial and non-financial benefits can boost his morale, can keep him growing, can keep him putting his more efforts, because he will be getting certain thing which is fixed, he will be getting certain things which is variable based on his performance differences or based on his performance enhancement. Thank you.